You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I have a beautiful Rebbe Vega, a new Rebbe Vega, and so we're going to start with Tosfos and Daf Dalet. The old mystery, how can you ever get Malkus for baking Lamed Tes Melach Safir? You put it in the oven, so they warn, don't put that in the oven. But it's Hasu HaSafik, he may take it out before it bakes. So if you look on Daf Dalet, Kodosh Lavisa Skila, remind you the Gemara there. Are you allowed to remove? There's an issur rabbanan to remove challah from the oven. So Rabbi declares, if you put challah in the oven, are you allowed to take it out to avoid five skila on that? First the Gemara said chates, it didn't work. So the Gemara wants to know if you can be over the rabbanan to save you from a skila. So Taisi says the strangest question: who's going to listen? Even the Rabbanu would say it's us, sir, I would do it to save yourself from a chiyah skil. Tais is an abdal.
Hatesh yiskel chavercho. Hatesh yiskel chavercho.
This is me, Tais, yes. My bayu is in me, tiru lola radoisa. Can I take it out? Shita shlo yishalonu.
He's an honest, because the Chazal told him he can't take it off.
That's Tais's teretz. You remember Tais's teretz. That was Tais's cash.
I remember.
But listen, I wouldn't listen. If you're from, you listen. It's too bad. You have skill. Rabbanan said you can't take it out. So Tai says you won't listen. I think it's the Chasamis who says, yeah, some people will listen. Riva says what Svi just said. Tai answers, we're not looking at this part of Taisvis. If they don't let you take it out, you're not chayv skill. You're an inus. Because I would love to take it out, but the rabbis are not letting me. So if I can't take it out, bonus, then I'm not chayv skill. Okay. Then Tai says, now this is what we want to study. Vim Tom. The sixth wide line towards the beginning, the fourth word on the line, Vim Taimar. Four lines into this Taisus. The first word on the line is a lay. Vim Taimar. Hey, Chasid Echiv Skila. It's Asra Safek. The warning is a question. Asra Safekum. So you're warning the guy. Don't put that chal in the oven. Echiv Skila. Vishashi Pigs Vatamet. Shema Yabdait al Rabbeisa, the Radaisa, come Shadeisa Skila. Maybe add in mind, Radaisa, come Shadeisa Skila. So it's Asra HaSafik. You never know. Does he mean to bake it? When you put something in the oven. So notice what Taisa says. Shema Yavadai to the Rabbi Yisrael, Kodim to Yisrael's Kiel. Now, is that a Chisaron Asra HaSafik? Is that a son in the Malach? If you put something in the oven and you don't mean to bake it, so you didn't do an Issa. That's an Issa. You're allowed to put something in the oven if you can remove it before it bakes.
What about if it bakes after Shabbos?
Like the Shail and the Rashash, if you cook something and it cooks after Shabbos, Pashtus, you're only chayv if it now, even if you hold, you're chayv if it bakes after Shabbos. But if it doesn't bake, I take it out.
By Zriya, one of my chayvim is Zriya, if you plant something.
We discussed that also. It's also Shail. By Zriya. Now, Zriya, you can argue.
But Zriya, same thing. When does it take root? You water it right now. It's not Zriya now, it's Zriya in 3 days from now.
Maybe not. Maybe if you put it in the ground, it's okay. We don't know that.
Not right now.
But let's focus on something else. Taisus says, Mashallah Shemashach Hasra. So Taisus says, it's always Hasra Safek. And he says, because he says, maybe the Daikaras Kanushim, this is Skila. If I was Taisus, I would have said that maybe he'll take it out. It's Hasra Safek. Maybe he'll, Enochinami, maybe put it in to bake it. But maybe he'll change his mind, he'll become Frum and say, what did I do? I'll take it out before she finishes baking. The Tirutz Riva. So Tais is the biggest getting in the air. The cave in Tigger called David Shasoy. They warned him, don't do that or you can be Chavsky. Uvavadik Tafa, that is the key. Uvavadik Tafa in Lo Yedena. And it's certainly going to bake if he doesn't do it. Love Asra Safik. It's not Asra Safik. The Vadai Tais is the Van Lo Yobitai. Remember, it's because of my fear. He certainly didn't mean to take it out before they fear. Why? Is the guy warned him. The guy warned him. Don't put it in the oven and bake it. So if he did it Tokhdei Dibur, he must have meant where I was going to fear. Lo ha'yobedaitel radus kami. He must have meant to bake it. He didn't mean to take it out before the fear. Now, why isn't it so? Because if you leave it the way it is, now we have a big yisayid. If you leave it the way it is, you'll be chayiv. It's not called asur safik. Love asur safik and below keach em alaboni. When is asur safik? If you take the mother alaboni, manda pek elin aloike, bitlo velo bitloi. That means that you're only over the lav if you don't send away the mother later. Bitlo v'lo bitlo means, so we don't know if you can be over the lav, depending on what happens later. Shemelo yishpak nechel. Maybe you won't break the wings. So you're only chayv if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo like the Rebbe Makis. You're only chayv if you void the opportunity.
Rav Yachin Reish Lakish, right?
Bitlo v'lo bitlo. Alo yishchatena. Bach shav 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 k'nefel. now that he breaks the wings, it's too late. Look at Rabbi Kivay's, look at Tosfos' example. He says, he made a shvu, he won't eat this kikar. If I eat, he made a shvu on this kikar, if I eat the other kikar. So, achle lisur, and then he ate the kikar that he said, a shvu shlo ochal. But achle the tanoi, and then he ate the tanoi, im oichalzo. If shemasu mishas achilas isur, adai mechusa mais achilas shal tanoi. It's only obvious if you do something. It's called Asrali Safek because in order to be chayav, you have to do something. But if you say if you're not going to do something, that's not called Asrali Safek. Don't you see Malkus? So Taisu says, if you'll be chayav only if you do something, that's called Asrali Safek. But if the way it is, status quo, it's going to happen, that's not called Asrali Safek, even though you can avoid it from happening. But since in the way it is, so like Rabbi Kidega says, if you say, would that be Asura Safek? No. Because if you ate that first kikar, so if you don't do anything, so you're chayv eating the first kikar. That's what Taisa says here. Taisa says this in Gittin, this side, the secret of Kivega, that if the way it is now, it's Asuras, it's you'll be chayv. If you leave things status quo, you'll be chayv. That's not called Asura Safek.
Yeah. Rebbe needs to explain why is that different than every hasra where you don't know if he's going to do it.
He says,
got a gun.
You want him not to do it. Whenever you warn him, you don't know if he's going to do it. But if he does it right away, then you didn't listen to the warning. Everything as soon as he did it. Tell him if the Avey would be putting it in the oven. So he'd say, don't put it in the oven. He put it in the oven.
But if he doesn't take it out right away, then that's the same thing. You tell him not allowed to do it. He put it into the oven. You tell him not allowed to do that. So if he doesn't take it out right away, he should get no such stuff anymore. The same example like with the guy with the gun. You tell him not to kill, and if he doesn't
have to take it out right away, right. You can take it out before it bakes.
Right, so I'm saying if he doesn't take it out before it bakes, it's no more Asura Safek. That should be the answer. Just like with a guy with a gun.
Yeah, but when you warned him, and he did it, you don't know if he did the Aveira. At the Shas Asura, he did it. So,
which case are we talking about?
If you put it on the oven, you chayv skila, not necessarily. You say, don't put it in the oven. If you put it in the oven, you'll be chayv skila. But it's not necessarily so. If he puts it in the oven, you'll also may not be.
You have to be talking to the
later to stop the chayv skila.
He has to do it to the idea.
Don't shoot the guy or you chayv misa. So if he shoots the guy, you tell him not to do it. He does, he chayv misa. Yeah, putting it in the oven is not the aveir, it has to bake.
So the aveir is not taking it out.
Now the steer of Kivega is in Tosfos, which I'd like to answer. See, Rabbi Kivega is a steer in Tosfos. Because when he talks about the baking in the oven. Let's go back to the Riva. Tirutz Riva. Go back 3, 4, 5 lines. The Tirutz Riva. Yes, why is it? Should be Asa Safek. Could be he doesn't plan to leave it until it bakes. The Tirutz Riva. You warned him. Don't put that bread in the oven or you have to skill it. Over Vadi Tafa and Loyaban, that's the key. If you don't do anything, just leave it there. Over Vadi Tafa and Loyaban. Just status quo. You put it in the oven, it's going to happen. Now that should be enough. So let's just add something else which contradicts what he says later. The Vaday Lo Yabedaita Lerado is Koyd Mafin. The Vaday Lo Yabedaita Lerado is Koyd Mafin. He didn't mean. So what does Tosfos mean there? Later on, Tosfos says, he says, Shush Lo Chazu Im Lo Al Chazu. When he said Shush Lo Im Lo Al Chazu, did he mean that he will eat or he won't eat? He said, Shush Lo Chazu Im Lo Al Chazu. When he said that shvua case, when he said shvua, not Taisus case, shvua shalachazu imarachazu. When he said shvua shalachazu imarachazu, he meant to eat the other one. He said shvua, and he ate them with Esav. He said shvua shalachal X. If I don't eat Y, so when he ate that shvua, did he mean that he's gonna not eat Y? He meant that he's gonna eat Y. So here also, who cares what he had in mind to take it out or not to take it? By the way, the daikel rather is confused. That's not the key. Frank Rabbi Kivega, the key is, how will it be if you keep it the way it is?
Well, that's the reason. The reason is, the deal here is, does he intend when he does it, does he intend to take it out? So Tosfos says, he would not have put it in if he intended to take it out.
If you want to see it inside the kasha, you want to get it clear, it's in the Gilan HaShas. So I didn't print this part of Rabbi Kivega, I don't think. Here he is the steer in the Gilyan Hashas. The Vado Ibadakal Radis, Miloshins and Mashim. Shachalavar Safek. And Sarasra Safek, because he certainly didn't have in mind to take it out. Even Mashkos of Achkach, the Chain Beshvua, Mashma, Shachalavu Imloyachazo, Shvegas Deer. Say Lawchalu Imloyachazo. That's not Asra Safek. Now, did you mean that you were not going to take it out? You meant to take it and not going to eat that second kikar? Did he mean there shalolo achlo? There he meant to eat it. So I would like to suggest to the oven, it's a very big difference. See, if you put something in the oven, this is what I was asking on Tysus, and you don't have in mind to bake it, that's not a maisa malach. If you put something in the oven, and you take that five minutes before it bakes. So you didn't do him an aveira b'mezid. You didn't mean to do the aveira. Aveira is not putting in the oven. Aveira is baking. So that's why, by the case of baking, you have to say that he meant to keep it in. If he didn't mean to keep it in, see, but shverat taisus taisus mashma, that would be asva suffik if he meant to bake it. If he meant to bake it, even if you hold asva suffik shmasra, who cares if it's asva or not? But. Son of Malach, if you put something in the oven, you don't mean to leave it to bake. See, it into b'mezid Malach. But the case of Shvuah, you made a Shvuah not this kicker. So now, will it be an Aveira or not? But Lemaisi, you made a Shvuah not to eat this kicker. Depending, but if you eat the other kicker, then it won't be an Aveira. But the Shvuah is, what you're doing is being over the Shvuah. So that's Asura of Safik only, depending on what you'll do later. But if he meant, that's why Tysh has to say, L'chaira, that he meant to keep it in. If he didn't meant to keep it in, it wouldn't even be an Aveira. Okay, now
what's the Maisa Aveira?
Fourth line. We pick up on the fourth line. We already did the Rebbe Kivei on the Gemara, which is the saying the fourth line. Or bezelo shach lavi yadaitel leachloi. The Adrab, when he says shur shalochazu im loyachazu, going back to that case, shur shalochazu im loyachazu, and he ate the first one. Was his das not to eat the second one? No, his das was to eat the second one. His das was or bezelo shach lavi yadaitel leachloi. The Adrab, the nira the. The kasher atzmo la'achlo. He's tying himself up to eat it. The konim atzmo shim lo yachlenu asar from the kikar. This kikar zulachlo. Kimash mechusa ma'isa lechud maspik. Lavi asar safik mitzarchi. That's the Rebbe Kivega we saw in the Gemara. I attempted to answer it. Why it's different the baking shayla than the eating the first kikar shayla. Now look at Rebbe Kivega. Some amazing thoughts. Mi adav pashit. Afim lo yachazu. Afim lo yachazu. Lavi asar safik. Came the mechusar maisa. It's not mechusar, like the Taisi said in Gittin and in Shabbos, if the way you leave it, the status quo, you'll be over the Aveira, that's not called asosaf. We call makar. Now Rebbe Kivega says, lo malkinu le atrova mamish, lo ochala tanai. You have to be over the Aveira. It's not asosaf, but you don't give him malkus till for sure he's over the Aveira, lo ochala tanai. The rak asura lo mikribicha asosaf. It's not asosaf. But if I'm not going to give him malchus, so for sure he's over the Aveira. It seems so logical. You can argue with this. Came in the mechusar maisa. So it's not a sore suffer. Because in order not to be over the Aveira, you have to do something. Abshita, yechul ha'alchus b'safek. Can't give him malchus b'safek. Umezeh nirali.
He wasn't over yet.
Right. So Taisi says, and daflo megimel and gittin. Second blood in Ashaleach. Afkinu. Taisi asks, you know, a guy can make an afkinu. If you send a get to your wife and you mevatel the shliach, if you mevatel shlo b'fnei shliach, so the rabbis take off the kiddushin, even though it's really the bittul is not good, but the rabbis they say it's a good get, they take off the kiddushin. That's a classic of kafkinu. So Tais yes, dikshu. The ball aches is heichma misen. How do you ever kill for adultery? He can always save himself the iser by doing a bittul shlo b'fnei shliach. Avasosav sheni yishlach lo get. He'll send her a get. That's the case in Gittin, where the rabbis uproot the kiddushin. It's similar to the kashia by Afir, right? So I say, yes, it's asrul safek. It's asrul safek. You never know. He may mevatel the kiddushin. So you don't know she's an HSH. The chayim benazir. So I say, it's benazir. The shos yayin. Come and see some loika. It says in the Mishnah Nazif. If Nazir drinks money, it's malchus. Have you asrul safek? Why? Shemi Yishal al Midrani, Yishal al Nedar. So,
well, in both of those cases, he has to do something.
Yeah, that's Tosis Terence. But Tosis Kashi asks, that's all something. What did he ask? Maybe knock me over the Aveira. Why didn't he ask? Maybe it wasn't an Avera. Maybe 10 years later, he'll send her a get. The husband will send her a get. And she'll learn that she wasn't an Eser Shistim. That's the machlok of Yochum and Shlokish. If I saw some extra, me come again, ech my missing the ball, she sees Kitana. If you ball, she sees Kitana. So you're killing him. Oh, but oinus, Magshema Misim, Osa. So in a case when you don't kill her, you kill him. How can you kill him? See her you can kill. You can kill her. Because
she's extant.
She's not gonna receive a get when she's dead. But in the case kill him, Eichma Misim Osai. How can you ever kill him? Shema they beetle get shall before him. Tia Pnuya my friend was Chaim Mis. Why didn't Tosis ask that? And Reb Kiveg is the same thing by Nazir. He asked for Nasra. Such Reb Kiveg has a giant question on Tyson Gid. Tyson Sasra Safek, why didn't Tyson ask? Maybe it turned out it wasn't being an Avera. So how can you kill Gimalkus?
But it's a different case because it's Lamafreya. Tyson is not talking about a Lamafreya case.
He was never a Nazir. It's Lamafreya.
But I'm just pointing out that it's a Lamafreya case. There's a difference. If you're a Lamafreya case, and a case where it never happened yet.
The Tosis, yes, it's Asur Safek. Why did Tosis ask? Maybe it wasn't over the Averis. How can you give Malchus? How can you kill him? Maybe it'll come out. He was never over the Averis. Tosis, yes, only the Asura.
Yeah, because it doesn't work.
Look what Rabbi Kivega answers.
You don't assume a Lamafreya. You don't assume.
No, no. Who says the rabbis would take off the kedushin if they knew that?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Well, they're not going to do that.
So Rabbi Kivega says the following. The Eishlan the MS Imamisam Samiyad. You can't kill him till you know he was over that Avera. That's not a kash. Emes Samiyad El Mamtinin Ashetomus E Oibayalo. The couple, either she has to die or the husband dies, then you can kill him. The attacker won't kill him till either she dies or the husband dies. So now you know you're over the Avera.
That's Ino Yadin. That's Ino Yadin.
He's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about Ino Yadin. Over, he's going to ask that Rabbi Kivega. Over Nazir, you had something good about Matcha. Over Nazir, Malcolm, so Einachinami, Ashkali, Menazirus. Can you mean, now Rabbi Kivega is going to be Mephalo. Can you mean Matcha Neder if the Nazirus is over? You can't give a Malchus till the Nazirus is over. So you know he was over the Avera. So Rabbi Kivega says it's not Emes. Even after Kaimelon, Achla, Kula, Nishala Leha. See, there's one Gemara in Nazir, the Gemara that says that if there's some left. We'd pass him even if the whole thing was eaten up, you can be shayl. So why? I look how can be shayl in the netter? You're ready over the, there's no, it's not no gay anymore.
You would have kicked in.
Because of the Chuvah Shara Ephraim, the Davke Chadika Einish Karis Amalgas. When can you be shayl if there's an Einish Karis Amalgas of a B'mezi Lo Asrubei? But B'mezi Lo Asrubei, if it was B'mezi and Lo Asrubei, so there's no Malkus, so then you can't be shayl afterwards. You can't cause the God's Pshem Marai with Sivatam and Deir. Now the Rush says that the way. The Rush says you can still be Shoyal, not only if there's Malchus, even if there's an Issa Malchus. That shows the God be Mezil Asad Nishal. The Rush explains, he says, even if it's Mezil Asrubay, so there's no Nafkamina Malchus anymore because there was no Asra. But still you can be Shoyal. There's an Oynish Malchus. You won't get Malchus. You know, if Chas V'Sham, someone's over his Malchus. There's an Einish Malchus, so you can still be Shoyal to get off the Einish of Malchus. But if you already got Malchus, finished, you can't be Shoyal anymore, Zakam Kilega. So you can give Malchus. After the Naziris is over, you can be Shoyal after the Naziris is over to take off the Einish Malchus. But once you get Malchus, you can't be Shoyal anymore. You can be Mesh and Malchim also. Once you give him Malchus, then you can't be Shoyal anymore.
Can I answer the question on Ino Yadin?
We're going to get to that. Somebody asked Ino Yadin. I said we're going
to get to that. The guy gives him Malchus is Ivan Avera.
Once you got Malchus, see, the Rush says you can be Malchus even if there's no Malchus. But that's when the Avera, the Oynish of Malchus. But if you already got Malchus, so according to no one, you can be Shoyal once you got Malchus. So you have to wait till the Naziris is over. Wait till the Naziris ends. Then you can give him Malchus. So Rabbi Kivega is answering. You can't punish the guy by Yishas Ish. You have an answer. It can't punish him till the woman dies or her husband dies. Even after Taisis, the Lamikra Safik, the Rav in Megarsh. Taisis says it's not called Asa Safik, the Rav in Megarsh. Taisis says it's a Rav. He doesn't answer yet the way it is the status quo. First, Taisis says, Rav in Megarsh. Now, so now Rabbi Kivega says, Rabbi Kivega says,
you are listening to benstorah.com.
Rabbi Kivega says, Fizay Yeshlam. I'm up to Fizay Yeshlam. Now you have it on your screen, Fizay Yeshlam. As we said earlier, they may meet some outside. You can't kill him till for sure you knew it's Naveira. Asra is okay because most people don't divorce their wives. So you go after Rav, you don't assume he's going to divorce his wife and the Mavatl, the Shliach. And she's Bar Shayna Pnuyel Mafreya. How should Tom was he?
So to the Rav says you could kill him, right?
He must die, or her husband must die. Over another sheichli man is Iris. The chayim b'taisis benida. The Yishlam of the Vasa Rav shemeviim beis sagris. He's talking there about muflas samachlish. Muflas samachlish. You're only muflas samachlish if you bring to Cyrus the day you buy mitzvah. See, between 12 and 13, you know the din of muflas samachlish. How do you know he's muflas samachlish? Cyrus at the day is 13. So Taisis says in nida. So Taisis says, it's a rive, so you can warn him. Listen, you're this rive, you're going to bring Beis Cyrus on the day of the 13th year. But become again Malkin. Malkus, you can't give till you talk a see later that it was a muflah samlish that he got Cyrus on day 13. Actually, it's bar dahava muflah samlish. They become the rice, let's come in on road, said Shivi Beis Cyrus, his man. We know from the Siyan Nida that we don't rely on this chazaka that a person brings. It's a rive, but we don't rely on it, Lakula. So we can't give him Malkus because assuming that he's going to bring Cyrus, you only wait to see if he's going to bring Cyrus in day 13. So Rove says that I don't have the Mikra Yasas Malia. The Malkus are actually barred by a Muflis of Lish and Chomid the Raisa. Let's come out of the Shiva Day Cyrus Bizman. Chalit Suchlam Kena Nidz. Mumlam Kushal. So you this Sanhedrin. Daf Samach Tes.
That's really because it's Ef Shalavari, no? Because if you want to kill somebody,
it's not a good.
It's right from the fact that you could kill somebody.
It's not there's a chakira, why not? But that's open in the Gemara that this chazaka, a girl being Cyrus, say Cyrus, or a person being Cyrus, when they become by men, is we don't rely on it. It's a chakira, why? I don't think it's.
I'm just distinguishing for the fact that we can't.
But it's Ef Shalavari.
They're right. You kill people with the right. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says before she.
I know, but we don't rely on this Rav is a weak.
This Rav, you know. So I'm suggesting also.
Some say, if you sell Salat declares, maybe it's only Rav to Rabbanan. But that wouldn't help Rav Kivega. That wouldn't help to make it Asra Taka. You have to say it's a Rav to Araisa, but mid Rabbanan, we don't rely on. So let's look at Rav Kivega ish. I want to get to the Inya Din Shah, and we'll have to move it down. Lim Kashali, Misuyu the Sanet. By my island is he. We're talking about having beer with a girl under 12. How can you kill him? Maybe she's an island is. So. My ass. So how can you kill him when he's by a look tananacious ish? Maybe she's an islandess, and then in Mela there was no kiddushin.
That's
no,
the you definitely have a rive.
It must be a rive that you kill with a rive. My kid in Sanhedrin. My samachtes. Maybe you don't kill him till you see later the aspari de nihilus. Like Rabbi Kivega says. What's the Gemara's kasha to my say? Don't kill him till you see later she wasn't nihilus. Haina dim kain have so suffering. So his kasha was, it's asra safek. It would be a kasha, how do you kill him? The Gemara is asking, but it's asra safek, maybe she's a nihilus. The al mikom yeshlam. The kai gav, they came in the roof of love, islands migrate. So also asra, you can kill because you go by for the rave. For the rave, you can establish that it's asra. I'll become a mamisim, so especially in the islands. Now I have to go down to the next column. Push it down.
So you
want to
go to the next column?
We need down.
Doing good, you're doing good.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, yeah, that's perfect. Goes to the end. Uvemis. Okay, now he's going to ask. Okay, I don't have to do it anymore. Finish. Uvemis belav kol anal kashim isfar. He has a problem with that. All this chiluk. Echef shledam is oinesh hamisa lasra. He says, how can you compare oinesh misa lasra? Kivin d'cholator azin basarai. The din is, you go basarai. You can make rest for avada. So the asra is not a problem. If it's rave, Then we had the svara that I said it's raiv. So it's raiv, people don't have wives, that's a good asra. Come on, call it Torah, the Rav Karat. I mean, the fajas, when it comes to killing, so Mikveg is differentiating between asra and killing. In the fajas, Azin Basarubam. To kill the person, you can go as a rov. But to say it's good as well, you can go as a rov. And you won't kill him. And she's fine. That's what the Kivag is saying. With the rov, you can say it's a good as well. You don't have a problem with asra. But maybe she wasn't an anxious ish. Maybe he never committed the Avera. You can't go as a rov to kill someone.
But that's
asra safik.
I mean, if she's not committed,
will take off these. I think he's asking on that mashia and kiddushin somehow. That how could you compare hasra to the actual killing? Hasra, the rov could make it hasra svadai. Because you go by the rov, it's called hasra svadai. But to execute, you can't execute with a rov. Chen yeshray lachar mitay sanhedrin daf memchesem and beis ben sir amchesem and beis vimtoma the mishnas le godless. See, you might want to know when do you become a ben sir. At 13 or at 12? Now, when can you become a ben sar? The halach is 13 to 13 and 3.
Right after 13.
3 months right after 13. Shnas lefnei gadlus. You need to maybe become a ben sar muflis amachit the year before gadlus. But I know, I'll call it lavasra safek. I can't say it's a asra safek because you never know if the child will get the siris at 13. See, muflis amachit is all tali. Will it be samachlish the year before gadlus? The shem lo yavi beis asosha. Same thing. Say, well, Rove, there is a Rove at the big base of Zman. Now, again, there's a Chakira by Yisrael Salanta, no less. Was that Rechaim Velazhna? Maybe Rechaim Velazhna. That's a famous chiv from Rechaim Velazhna. Saying Rechaim Velazhna. If it's only Rove de Rabbana, if it's only Rove de Rabbana, then this won't help. Rabbi Kiveg is assuming it's a Rove de Raisa. There's Mizman, the Mikra Asra Safik. His name is Rakling Asra. Become own actually is bar. It's only Lagabi Lasra. Like Rabbi Kveg has been saying till now, you can't with the rov, you can't kill. The onus you have to give to make sure that the Raviru is committed. And Cain, in Midrash Samachlish, and Shnas Yud Gimel, when you say Samachlish means the 13th year, in Cain La'ach Yud Gimel Nasim and Sarim Mar. Then you only become a Ben Sarim Mar in the 13th year, from 12 to 13. So each he's an ish. Why is he an ish? He's mufla samachlish. Or maybe lo mishkachas mufla samachlish the misar mor. You won't have mufla samachlish the misar mor. You can never accomplish. You can never kill the ben sar mor when he's 12. You can't kill him when he's 12. The shema lo yavi beisar. He may not be beisar himself. Hashana. Remember of kivayga. You can't kill with the rov. So you have to establish that it's mufla samachlish. They not to samachlish. In damtina arachash yavi beisar. Self hashana. If you're going to wait, he'll be potter. There's a different sugi in Sanhedrin. See, so wait to kill him. But the teretz is, you can't kill him in a time that he can't become a ben sar mar. If the zman of ben sar mar is 12, so you wait to kill him till he becomes 13. So then you can't baruch atchlo nigmar dina. It's an open mission in Sanhedrin. See, you can only become a Sanhedrin. And it's our mother till he comes zaka tachta. Till you have the hairs, he comes zaka tachta. But Armin Shabbos Sugatan. The cave in the Shtani Dina, once the din changes, I cannot hear also. You can't kill him when he's 13. Rabbi Vegas said we have a paradox. You can't kill him when he's 12. So wait till he's 13, then you can't kill him if he's 13. So Rabbi Vegas is asking, it's impossible to say that you can become a ben sari in the shana samach legadus. Came in the shtani dina chenami bezek shavishesh shtani dina. Came in the avarashim lechoyim. So Rabbi Kivegi says now he's going to say ina adid. So I wanted you to see this because of two. We're thinking about ina adid. Then the garmim dino ata. See, you were worried about ina adid. Don't try him. You wait to the trial till the. When we said earlier to wait, so I was thinking ina adid. It was a mistake. Wait to do the trial. You can wait years to do the trial. Once you do Paskin Din, you can't wait. Din Adin that you fellas were worried about. That's only if you did the trial. So the Shvega meant before, you meant don't try it. You can't try him until you establish that it was an Avera. If you established Avera, then you could try him. But you can't try him.
Is this what Shvega is saying this about Din Adin or this?
Now, Rabbi Vegas says, look what Rabbi Vegas says, so then you understand why before was it Tais. I have a solution. Again, what's the Mikveh is paradox? The Tzara Mara will be from 12 to 13. Now, you never know if he's a Mufla Samach. The Havamir was that the Tzara Mara can be from 12 to 13. But till he's 13, you don't know he was Mufla Samach Lish, till you see what to Cyrus at 13. So he says, well, so you can't judge at 13. You can't, because it's a Shtani Dina.
Shtani Dina, it's late.
Only when you're 12 to 13. So you can't judge him at 13, because it's a Shtani Dina. So he says, so judge him now and kill him after 13. Judge him now and kill me after 13. That's Inei Adin. Till now, Rabbi Say, when you brought up Inei Adin, said, well, Rabbi Shvegel, will talk about it later. Because Rabbi Shvegel his solution was to judge him now when he's 12 and a half, and then you kill him when he's 13. That's what's Inei Adin. So that's what Rabbi Shvegel says. The in the government, you know, Atta, you know, Onish al Achshav in Cyrus, Bachal Inei Adin. You know, Atta la Misa Achazin. So Rabbi said, before there was no problem with Inei Adin, we're waiting to judge. When Miranda is Bilanacious ish, you can't judge him. You can wait to judge him till she dies or the husband dies. Because you never know, he may have not committed the Aveir. So it's such an amazing Rabbi Kiveya says, we're always dealing with Asra Safek Shmasra by Nazir, by Ashes ish, all these things. But the Aveir, you can only kill him when he did the Aveir. So wait to judge him till you know it was an Aveir. But here you want to judge him. In summer, or you can't wait to judge him. After his bar mitzvah, it'll be too late to judge him, like he brought from the Mishnah, and Ishtani Dina, Ishtani Kta, Ishtani Dina. You can't judge him. Once if you do it now, it would be putter. You can't judge him then. So he says, so that's what he says. So it can't be, what's this Habanina to make a Ben Sar Mara from 12 to 13? That's Inei Adin, to judge him at 12 and a half. And then you wait to kill him, that you can't do. That's Inei Adin.
I don't think that's Inei Adin. That shouldn't be Inei Adin because you're waiting to see if you could save him. That's not Inei Adin. Inei Adin is when you're going to kill him. You have to kill him right away because he's going to die anyway.
Look back to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega is arguing like maybe that's not called Inei Adin. Rabbi Kivega says, Rabbi Kivega, he says, this is Tavedra Daflamine. Veloima, say like Rabbi Tzvi, the garment dealer Shem Schayed Nisa. So that won't be called Vazlaka in Adin. That won't be called in Adin. Kim the Rai like a Chiyam Misa, but I rak al Tanai, but Misa Vada rak al Tanai. So he says, so maybe that would be kosher.
That's a Shtanagino.
That's what he said.
That's a Shtanagino.
You're going to be Gomer Din al Tanai. If you're Gomer Din, so you have to carry it out. Terence says, you're Gomer Din al Tanai, so it's not in Adin. Homie, come and have a name, Mishtani Dina.
Maybe
Adin agrees with me.
It's a
question. Yes. Come and have a name, Mishtani Dina. Time to make my Dina.
That's 22. It's
a Shaykh, Mario Lamisa. It's a Kodim Sheik, it's a Kodim Akhtali, the Kuk of Achad Kodule. It's a Kodim. If this is the Mardin, she's a Lacha Shevi Beis Shabbos. I tell you, Cholamiso. You know, Bar Katala is man Shevi Beis Shabbos. Say, not a Bar Katala. Him came Mikra Shtani Dinoi. So Rav Shvega says, that would be called the Shtani Dino. But then we see Cholamiso Miyad. So you see, Tzarchila. So Rav Shvega says, uh-oh, it looks like you can kill him now. You have to be able to kill him now. You Cholamiso Miyad. You call a Rav. You could kill him now with the Rav. The first is you don't go after Rav because a Reuben Bishos Bismanov it's searching. So Rebbe says that's a pella. It's muchach met habamina. This is all a habamina. The part of Sarah Mara would be is it taisus habamina? The Gemara is habamina. Maybe it's a taisus habamina that you can kill a Ben Sarmer from 12 to 13. Well, you're killing him based on a Rav. Is you don't know if it was Navera. Without the Rav, you get based Cyrus at 13. So Rebbe says that's searching gadol. Because this whole shtickle is saying that you can't hasra safik rov can take off the problem of hasra safik, but it can't follow the rov and kill him because of the rov. And that way you don't go after rov by misa. So that's this amazing Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Shai, the next Rabbi Kivega, it's on your sheets. I'm not going to just I spoke it out in the Daf Yomi today. The next Rabbi Kivega, he has a Gemara against the Taisus lying Gimel and Beis. Taisus says that. If you're Korea, Shalom and Aslitfa, Taisa means a marshal, says Kaitzer. If you're Kaitzer, you don't need the thing you're harvesting. Even Kaitzer, you're the potter, it's Rabbi Yudis Machayim, Machshim, Sikhalagufa. But Taisu says it's not called Ksira unless you need a thing of being kaitzer. Even Rabbi Yehuda, it's mechayiv malach shin sila gufa. You only chayiv if you're. That's what Taisu says, and he brings a mashal. His mashal is from Korea. Korea amenas litvar, tearing amenas litvar. It must be amenas litvar. If it's not amenas litvar, it's not called Korea. Because it's against the Gemara, it's an open Gemara. Adav kofeim yitzar shem. In a month, you can see a Gemara. Komrei al meso, it's a tikkun. Even though it's amenas litvar yachayim. So it's a pella on Taisus. The Beis Yosef says the same thing. And one of the Achronim is in Svar. Beis Yosef says. It's an open Gemara. That's the next one, Kivega. You can, if you can get it, I'm afraid to touch it. Well, we don't need the one before. But it's next Rabbi Kivega. Here's it on the shasul. Here's it on the side of the Gemara. This is the clown. Kaitzer, it looks like Taisa Zariah. Gemara says, even quote, it's mashmi, even quote Rabbi Yehuda. Kaitzer has to be the definition that you need what you mean kaitzer. Even the quote of you, it's mechayiv, chafir kumu v'nsoch laf, you don't need the whole. But by kaitzer, you're mechayiv if you need what you cut, like that big kaitzer, and you need the eitzim chayiv shtayim, the kaitzer and zoreya, zomer v'nsoch leitzim. And Taisa says, the same thing is by Korea. By Korea, you're mechayiv amenas litvar. So that's how. Kvega means an open gemara. That if Korea is a tikkun, if it's constructive, even if it's not amenastic for Yechayah.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say.
That's what the Kivega is
called.
It's Oyla Shabbos is Kashem, the Beis Yosef, these Achrayim and Rishayim. Beis Yosef says it.
I don't quite understand it because that's an exception. When you write Korea, so.
The question is, it's Korea a Malacha, if you don't, the Mishnah says Korea Amenas Litvar. So the Beis Yosef.
Yes, because except
say that's not called Korea. Are you listening to me? It's not called Korea if you don't do it for Amenas.
I understand, but I'm saying why. The reason is the same. Always the same reason. Because unless you're doing it, the thing, it's Makalko. But this is the exception to that rule.
So that's what Tyson said. Yosef and Tyson are saying that even if it's constructive, it's not called Korea.
I don't know if he means that. I don't know if
as well, look at the Tyson's. I don't have it inside now. Look up.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
Reading in Shia today, and that's a little Kivega's kasha. Taisvis Achrayim asking Svara. Kivega says it's an open Gemara by not by Kaitzer, by Korea. Korea, I'm not Slitvar. Taisvis says it by Kaitzer, and he brings a raya from Korea. He says just like Korea has to be I'm not Slitvar. So Kivega says it's not MS. Yes, come to base Yosef. Yosef says Korea only Chayiv. So I'm not Slitvar. If it's constructive, you Chayiv, even if it's not I'm not Slitvar, an open Gemara.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.